There is a scripture in Genesis, Genesis 12, verse 3. I didn't put that up for you because I didn't write it till this morning. But Genesis 12, 3 reads thusly, I will bless, he's speaking to the nation, the Hebrew nation. I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. This is God speaking. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. My nation shall be blessed. My people who are called by my name, who have turned and walked away from me. I want you to know, says God, because you turned and walked away from my blessings does not mean that I am not going to continue to bless you. I got a nation coming. The United States of America, made up of outcasts from England, made up of people that nobody else wanted. Huh. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? And yet that nation will be blessed nation. It will stand and tower above all other nations, for it will be that nation that will bring my nation home. You will be brought back to your land, says God. The United States of America saw to it. 1948, God's children once again came back to their nation, given them by God. But God said, I will bless the nation that blesses my nation. America has stood alone for countless 242 years, refusing to deny the Jewish people or renounce them. And God says to us, I'm going to bless you. America, we are blessed, but we are blessed by God. It is God who holds the power of the existence of a nation. Many will look today and they will say, we are witnessing the fall of America. Your pastor stands before you today and says, you're witnessing the greatness of America. For we have parties that have decided to go against the freedom that we stand for. The freedom that those who gave their life died for. They died for you and me to be free. But not just us. God had a better plan, a larger plan. I want my people protected. My people protected. America, protect them. And God says, I'll take care of the rest. We are blessed above all nations in modern history. We are blessed as a nation above all concepts that govern any nation before us. We are blessed by God because of God's people. Don't doubt it. Whatever problem God has with His people, God will take care of. Not you, not me, not any other nation. Those are my people. You don't mess with God's people. God said, I will bless you. America, you have been blessed with an inheritance. You stand up for God and God will stand up for you. We have a purpose in our existence, and sadly, it took our forefathers 242 years ago, sooner than that, actually, to lay out and to recognize the greatness of the United States of America. Psalm 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. the people he chose for his inheritance. Hey, folks, God chose us for an inheritance. Randy, talking about me and listening to Fox, yes, I do. I believe it's the only honest news station on TV now. But let me tell you this, and I want you to hear it well. We are blessed as a nation because we're different. You know the main difference with the United States of America? We classify ourselves as a Christian nation. You see the battles today that said, no, you're not Christian. You're founded on Islam. No, we weren't. We're founded on Christianity. Dr. Charles Krauthammer, a conservative commentator on Fox News, Brother Randy, he went to meet his God the other day. Orthodox Jew, practicing Jewish commentator. I want to read to you what Charles Krauthammer said about the United States of America. America is the only country ever founded on an idea. The only country that is not founded on race or even common history. It's founded on an idea, and the idea is liberty. This is probably the rarest phenomenon in the political history of the world. This has never happened before. And not only has it happened, but it works. We are the most flourishing, the most powerful, most influential country on earth with this system, invented by the greatest political geniuses probably in human history, 242 years ago, our nation began. A powerful nation. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and with justice for all. God's nation, protecting God's children. I'm an adopted Jewish. I'm a Jew. My Savior's a Jew. You talk about Orthodox Jew. My Savior is Jewish. I love that. Because you see, you and I, through our Savior Jesus Christ, we became a part of an inheritance that will last throughout eternity. Amen. Now you're going to go ahead and you're going to die. I'm going to die. And anything that I have left, if I have anything left by that time, anything that is left, I promise you, will be gone. When I leave this body, I will inherit a kingdom that shall never perish. What God has given me will never leave. What God has given you and blessed you with is a part of you throughout eternity. Believe it. I did not have a choice about coming into this world. I do not remember picking my parents. I don't remember picking to be born in the United States of America. Don't remember. I do notice now that we're asking the newborn babies for permission to change their diapers because that's politically correct. You to talk it over with your baby. I'm not talking it over with your baby. Change their diaper. Think of this. This is how far we have fallen in moral decay. But I got news for you now. You hear me well. God said, I chose you. I chose you to be born at the time I wanted you to be born. I chose you to be born the color that I want you to be born. I chose you to be born in the nation where I want you to be born. I'm still in control. I'm still God. And my people will be called by my name once again. Hallelujah. And America is not sinking. America is coming to their senses. Now, I am sorry for individuals who believe that socialism is the way to go. You can call yourself a democratic socialist all you want. Socialism is socialism, and socialism is just a nicer name for communism. That's a fact, as the emails will begin. That's a fact. But folks, no, it is not time to sit back and say, oh, we were once a great nation. It hasn't changed. You see, once again, when God said, if my people who are called by my name will repent, will turn from their wicked ways. We are God's children. Too often we have wicked ways, but we're not wicked people. You hear me? God corrects us because he loves us. He said, I'm making you a great nation. You're blessed. I guarantee your inheritance. I'm blessed also, America, like the rest of you, with an overcoming power through the blood of the Lamb. Now, I don't care. You throw all the religions you want in on me. I live in America, and you have a right to worship, and I will die for your right to worship with freedom any way you want to worship. But I will also die to make sure you don't stop me from worshiping my Savior, my God. I have a right to be a Christian. I fought for that right. My friends died for that right. And I claimed that right. And I didn't earn that right. It was a gift from God. You got me? America, you be proud of the freedoms that we have. Do not under any circumstances start apologizing for the greatness of this nation. We are unique. There's never been one like us. And it is obvious we've been chosen by God to protect his people. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Not just declared so by our president, but declared so by our God from the beginning. There's nothing different, nothing new. God says, I'm still the same God. The God of my fathers is the God that I worship today. The God of creation is the God who established his nation, Israel. The God of all that exists remains the God of the United States of America. The idea is what puts us together. The idea of liberty, the idea of freedom. If it is not worth dying for, then it is not worth living for, and we will not live under its banner. God bless America. Jude's already picked up on it over here. He's excited because it's America, the greatest nation to protect the greatest nation. Let me tell you, ask you this question. What side do you want to be on when it comes to what's going on with Israel? Do you want to be on the side that God is already intervening? Read history. Look what's brought us to this point and see where they come from. Read the book. God's people always win. Woo! I've read the book. You read Revelation, at the end of it, God wins. Yep. Yep. I told you, go to the end of the book and start. I don't read a book. That's too complicated if it's not going to end right. God said, I love you. He looked at us personally. He looked at you, Norm. He even looked at me. He looked at each one of us and he said, this is personal to me, and I'm going to give you a personal ministry. Well, I may just have you, your whole ministry be nothing but smiling at people. Now, you're going to look sort of silly out there if that's all you do. But if God called you to do it, you do it. Because you're blessing somebody's heart. See, there is no ministry too small There's no individual that's weaker than the other individual when the body of Christ comes together and we surround each other. We strengthen the body and we stand for the word, for the truth. Revelation 12, verse 11, they overcame him, how? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. What good is my life if I'm not free? Without having the peace within, the freedom of my spirit, what does anything matter if I am not free to spiritually worship my Savior? Well, I will lock you up, preacher. You keep preaching that way. Well, lock me up. I need some good reading time. Because I want you to know something, my friends. I am proud of the United States of America. And I'm proud for my little bitty role that I got to play in the United States Marine Corps. I'm proud to be called an American. But even greater than that, I'm proud to be called a Christian. I will not agree with people who say there are other names by which you can be saved. For folks, there is no other name. None written according to the Word of God by which a person can be saved other than Jesus. The only name by which you can be saved, the fear of man. No, that doesn't affect me nearly as much of me even thinking that God may be disappointed because I wouldn't stand up for Him. Now, He can't be disappointed because He knows what I'm going to do before I do it. He's the only one, isn't He? Knows what I'm going to preach before I preach it. But He says, I know you, and I will pick my children one at a time. And did you know you're one of a kind? I'm sure your wives have told you that, gentlemen. We're one of a kind, but we're God's kind. And I'm proud of that. We're blessed with all God's promises. Told you. I will bless those who bless you. It's talking about Israel. Telling them this. Those who will bless you, Israel, I will bless them. And him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Revelation 21, 7. I told you to go there. He who overcomes. How did we overcome? That was Revelation 12, 11, right before it. By the blood of the Lamb. He who overcomes will inherit all this. All what? Well, if you will have a close reading there in Scripture, you will find out all this means everything that you cannot even imagine. I can imagine a lot of good. I can't. You know, what do you think about that? Well, I can tell you, man, I can imagine great things about heaven. But God says, no, you can't, Larry, because it has not entered the mind for thought. It's not entered the heart for thinking. And the eye has never seen all I have planned for you. That's good. And you think for a second that you or I should say, oh no, please, I changed my mind. Maybe Jesus isn't the way. Ain't going to happen with this pastor because it would be a lie. Jesus is the way, the only way, the way, the truth, and the life. Revelation 21, 7, who overcomes will inherit all this. And I will be his God, and he will be my son. Now, you can wrap that in your turban and think about it, because it is a fact. Jesus Christ is Lord. There is no God greater. And Jesus says, Father, that's Larry Pete. He's one of ours. Woo! Mess and all, here I come. That's America. That's a God that loves America. That's a Savior that died for America so that the whole world could find peace through Jesus Christ. And Brother Randy, it don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we praise your holy name and give you thanks. We are your people, Father. You've called us. You've touched our lives. You've given us the hope. Now we pray, Heavenly Father, that your protection will be upon this nation. You will protect us from the evil out and the evil within the borders. Help us, Father, that we might help others. Encourage us to encourage others. Bless your warriors, Father, that your touch will be upon them, protecting them in battle as they go and as they come, and that we might truly lift the banner of America, pointing to the God of our creation, our Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for our nation built on your blood. Help us now as we go forth to take your message. In Jesus' name, amen.